Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Zayin. We're in the middle of paragraph Dalet. The last time we finished at where Rav Nosson Zal writes, as is Kemuva Bahamaisa Shel Habonim Shenechlefu, as is brought in the story in Sipurei Maisis about the exchange children, Ayin Shem, look over there. That's where we left off. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein Oz B'Shabbos Mitzvah Lechel. And based on what we explained in the last year, you could understand why on Shabbos it's a mitzvah to eat, L'sakein Pegam Achilas Eitz Hadas Toivora, in order to correct the Pegam of Odom Arishin's eating from the Eitz Hadas Toivora, which we explained earlier, was a concept of Noiga. Kios Mesaknin Klal Yisrael Bekoyach HaTzadikim HaPegamim Anal Al Yidei Kabol HaShabbos Bechol HaTikunim Kemuvan Bekavonis. Because on Shabbos, and especially starting Friday night, through the power of the Tzadikim, Klal Yisrael Azecha to correct all the Pegamim, the Pegam of the Eitz Hadas, and everything else, by accepting Shabbos properly with all the Tikkunim, with going to the mikveh, with bathing with warm water, as we mentioned earlier, and with eating the special Sudais of Shabbos. Kios v'achilo bebechinas kedushas peirois hagan shemitzvah lochom. Because the food that we eat on Shabbos has the holiness of the fruit of the of Gan Eden, which Adam Rishon was supposed to be eating, not the Eitz Hadas. Bebechinas, as Hashem instructed them, mikol Eitz Hagan ochel toichel, that from all other trees of Gan Eden, you should eat. Ki gimel sudoi shel Shabbos heim bebechinas Eden nohor gan shehu bechinas oinig Shabbos kemuva. Because we know it's brought in the Zohar HaKadosh, I believe, that we talk about the concept of Oineg Shabbos. Oineg means the pleasure. The word Oineg is spelled Ayin Nun Gimel. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that those letters are merames. Those letters hint, allude to the description of Gan Eden. Gan Eden is called a Gan, it's called Eden, and also the Torah speaks about a river that flows from Gan Eden. V'nohor yotzei me'eden lahashkoises hagan. So we see three concepts mentioned related to Gan Eden. Eden, Nohor, Gan, which the Rosh HaTevis is Oineg. And Shabbos is called a taste of Olam Haba, taste of the future world. Shabbos is a taste of Gan Eden. The three meals corresponding to those three aspects of Gan Eden. Usudas Leil Shabbos hu bebechinas Gan. And we know that we're told that the Friday night meal corresponds to Gan. Shezehu bechinas tikun achilas Eitz Hadas Toivara, which is related to effecting a tikun, a correction, for Adam and Chava's eating from the Eitz Hadas. Nimtzo she'oz hasuda bebechinas lahach rezare shel amolek. So based on what we learned in the previous year, we showed the connection between the three meals of Shabbos corresponding to the three mitzvahs which Klal Yisrael were instructed to do upon entering Eretz Yisrael. One of them was to destroy the descendants of Amalek. So the Friday night meal corresponds to that. Shehu ma shenechnoem v'noif lemoz bechinas klipois hatmeois. This relates to the fact that we learned that on Friday night, the three klipois that are completely tamei are destroyed. They are nichna and noifel. V'noiga nichlal b'kedusha. Whereas the klipa of noiga, which we explained, is something that's like a twilight. It's good and bad mixed together. And noiga can swing either way. It can be swung into the kedusha if the proper effort is made, or chas v'shalom, it can fall back to its other friends, to its three bad friends, which are the three klipos that are tomei legamri. So on Friday night, noiga gets plugged into the kedusha, and the other three have a mapola. Shezeo bechinas achila digdusha, achila shabbos, shu tikkun achila seitzadas tovara. This is the whole concept of the Friday night meal, which is a tikkun for the eating for the Eitz Hadas. Shekol ha-pegam hoya be'inyin zeh, whereby the pigam of eating from the Eitz Das was a pigam in this concept of noga, something that had good and bad mixed into it. Usudas yoim Shabbos, and the Shabbos day meal, the morning meal, hu bebechinas nekudo hel yoina, that corresponds to the upper part of the Aleph. We mentioned earlier that Rabbeinu Zal, in the chapter in the Kutimran that this is based on, Torah Vav, speaks about the Aleph, the three sections of the Aleph, the upper part, the middle part, and the lower part of the Aleph. And that they also correspond to the concept of the rabbi, the student, and the tent which connected them, in the case of Moshe Rabbeinu and Yehoshua. So the Sud of Shabbos morning is the concept of the Nekudo HaElyona, the upper part, Shehu Bebechinas Keser, which corresponds to the crown of Hashem Kaviyochol, which is also a concept of Nekudo HaElyona, Bechinas Moshe, corresponding to Moshe Rabbeinu, the rabbi, Kios Hasuda Bebechinas Atiko Kadisha, because the Shabbos morning meal were taught in the Zohar HaKodesh and the writings of the Arizal, corresponds to Atiko Kadisha, which is Kaviyochol, the uppermost level of Hashem, the level that refers to Keser, the crown, or Keser Chochmon Bina, Shehu Bechinas Keser. Voz Mazkirin Betfilo Yismach Moshe Bematnas Chelkoi. And on Shabbos morning, in the Tfila Shachris Shmon Esrei, we mention the words that Moshe Rabbeinu is rejoicing with the portion that's been given to him. And we say there, Kelil Teferes Baroshe Nesatoloi, a crown of beauty has been placed on his head. So we see that Shabbos morning is a concept of this Keser. Kios Hubachinas Keser Kelil Teferes Baroshe, because Shabbos morning is this concept of this crown of beauty on his head. Bechinas Atiko Kadisha, referring to the uppermost level of Hashem's kindness, Kaviyachol, which is called Atiko Kadisha. Bechinas Oyer Yoim Shabbos Kodesh, the light of Shabbos day, Shehu Bechinas Pnei Moshe Kepnei Chama, which corresponds to the description of Moshe Rabbeinu, whose face shone like the sun. So we spoke about the Friday night meal, which was a concept of Lahachris Zarei Shel Amalek, which corresponded to Yehoshua. Yehoshua was the one whose mission was to wipe out Amalek. Then we spoke about the Shabbos morning meal, which corresponds to, and Yeshua corresponds to the moon. He's referred to as the moon, compared to Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the sun. The Shabbos morning meal is the sun, it's the upper part of the Aleph, it's Atiko Kadisha, it's Moshe Rabbeinu. Usudo Shlishis Zebechinas Yaakov. Whereas the third meal of Shabbos, Suda Shlishis, that corresponds to Yaakov Avinu, Shehoyo Ishtom Yoshev Oyalim, who was known as the simple, sincere person who sat in the tents of Torah. Note, Oyalim, which Rabbeinu Zal, Shezeo Bechinas Ho Oyal Moed, this corresponds to the concept of the Ohel Moed, in which Moshe Rabbeinu transmitted to Yehoshua his knowledge, his wisdom. Shehu Bechinas Limnois Melech. This corresponds to the third mitzvah which the Jews were instructed to upon entering Eretz Yisrael. The second mitzvah, by the way, was building the Beis HaMikdosh, which Rav Nosson Zal didn't refer to in the past 3-4 lines. He'll come back to it a few lines later. But the Ohel Moed is the corresponds to the mitzvah of appointing a king. Bechinas Dorach Koichov Miyakov, Kamashikoso Shamba Toronel. As Rabbeinu Zal refers to this in the chapter on the Kutimran Torah Vav, he ties in this pasuk that a star will shine forth from Yaakov Avinu, referring to the kings of the Jews. Shezeo Bechinas Havov Shebetoicho Aleph. This corresponds to the Vav, the diagonal Vav, which is the midsection of the Aleph. Shederech Shom Nimshach Minakuda Halyona Lekuda Dachtoina Mimoshe LeYeshua. It's through there that the upper part of the Aleph, which is the concept of Moshe Rabbeinu, transmits to the lower part of the Aleph, which is Yeshua. They transmit through that Vav, through that middle section. Sheze Iker Shleimus Bechinas Odom. And when this entire item is complete, Then you have shleimus of the concept of Odom, because Rabbi Nizal says there in the Kutaran, you can't have Odom without the Aleph. The Aleph is the opening section of the Odom, and the Aleph is these concepts we've discussed. Ki shleimus hakdusha, shehu hizgalus alikus yizborach, huayidei b'chinas Moshe v'Yeshua. Because in order to have complete holiness, which is revealing, broadcasting Hashem's greatness, that can only be done perfectly through Moshe and Yeshua, the rabbi and the student. Shehim bechinas horav ha-talmid shemeiren oyer chidushei Torah b'olam. This is the concept of this tag team, Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua, shining, broadcasting light of chidushei Torah into the world. Through that combination of rabbi and student, we're able to broadcast Hashem to the entire world, and to encourage and inspire the entire world to do tshuva. And the most effective part of this is, when this is really working properly, is כשבחינס יהושע, בחינס נקודה תחתונה, בחינס לבונה, מקבל מנקודה עליונה, ובחינס מוישה, פני חמה. This can only really be done perfectly when Yehoshua, the student, the lower part of the Aleph, the moon, is receiving properly from the upper part of the Aleph, from Moshe Rabbeinu, from the sun. כי מבחינס מוישה ביעצמי, שהוא בחינס נקודה עליונה, יאפשר להועילם לקבל מגודל הלומוי והסתור תורסוי. רב נוסן זל, in these lines now, is making an incredibly important, delicate statement. Rav Nosson Zal saying that from the Tzaddik himself, who is Moshe Rabbeinu, from him it's extremely difficult for most of Klal Yisrael to be able to receive directly. Because the tzaddik is so great and he's plugged into Hashem so well, his light is also hidden, and it's in a sense too bright for every Tom, Dick, and Harry to plug into directly. Ki hu bebechinas kvoid elikim haster dochor, because the light of the tzaddik, of the rabbi, is the concept of the pasuk which says Hashem's glory is something which is very hidden. Rak ha-talmidim ho-amitim. It's only the true students of the tzaddik, bechinas Yehoshua, who are the Yehoshuas, asher lo yomush mitoch ha-oyel, who are the ones who stayed super tight with Moshe Rabbeinu. They were always attached, and they wouldn't leave his tent. They wouldn't leave his side. Kiblu mimenu bedrochim nifloim. They're the ones who received from Moshe Rabbeinu in incredible ways. Bebechinas, as the Gemara says, Elo imkein hoyachochom umeven midaitoi, shenemar b'maisa merkova, shehu l'sakin kolanal. The Gemara in Chagiga, where it talks about a rabbi being permitted to teach his student secrets of Torah, maisa merkova, about the throne of Hashem, the Gemara says there that that type of teaching is very limited audience. It's only if a rabbi is zocha to have a student who's on a level that he can be called chacham umeven midaitoi. He's very smart. The student is very learned, and somebody who has the ability to understand well. Somebody who knows how to relate A to B and B to C, and how to use A plus B to equal C properly. It's only that type of student who's qualified to receive the essence of Torah, the secrets of the deepest parts of the Torah. Shehu l'sakein kolanal, which is maisa merkava, knowing about the throne of Hashem, which is what makes a tikkun for everything we spoke about earlier. Ad sheyizke lebechinas odom hayoshev al kisei hamuzkrashon. And when all of this is in place, then we're zeicha to that level of odom that's mentioned over there in chapter 6 in Likut Imran. Sheze ikar shleimus maise merkava. This is that's the real shleimus of the throne of Hashem, kavyochol. ועל כן כל תיקון העולם הוא על ידי שמס יחיד בחינס מוישם בחינס ישוע נקוד עליון הנקוד התחתנם. And therefore the תיקון of the entire world is dependent on this connection of rabbi-student Moshe Rabbeinu and Yehoshua, the upper part and the lower part of Yahweh. שמוישה בחינס הורב יוער הדס להתלמד בחינס יהושע, whereby Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the rabbi, should shine his knowledge and wisdom into his student, who is the concept of Yeshua, עד שיוכה להוער פני תבל, to the point where the student Yeshua, where that combination is capable of lighting up the entire world, להודיעם דרכי התשובה לכל אחד ואחד לבחיר בחינסוי. To teach the entire world the path of tshuva, each and every single person on their level, at shekulam yeshuvu al Hashem, to the point where everybody, all Jews, will return to Hashem, v'yakiru gdulosei v'renemusei zborach, and come to recognize Hashem's greatness. V'chol ze b'chinas Yaakov hakanal, and the kesher between rabbi and student, that's that middle part of Yalef that connects the upper and lower, that's the concept of Yaakov. Shehu bechinas briach hatichon hamavriach min hakotze al hakotze. Rav Nosson Zal ties this into one of the parts of the walls of the Mishkan. There was a part there that was called a briach hatichon, a centerpiece like, which connected from one end to the other end. Shemekasher umekayim kol bechinas ha'oyomoy, which is what connects and sustains all of these aspects. And that's this Oyhel Moyed, Shubachinas Vov Shabbatoich Aleph, which is the Vov in the Aleph, Shemam Shechor Minikud Alyona Nikud Atachtoinam, which is what draws the light from the upper part of the Aleph to the lower part. V'zeh Bechinas Suda Shlishis Shel Shabbos. And that's what the Suda Shlishis on Shabbos corresponds to. The first meal is referred to as Avraham Avinu, the second meal is Yitzchak, the third meal is Yaakov Avinu, who is the connector, he's that Bria HaTichon, he's that middle part of the Aleph, that's the connector between Moshe and Yehoshua. V'alkein noyaginoz hatzadikim amitiyim legalois chidushei Torah harbe letalmideim. And this is why it was the custom among the great tzaddikim that their main shir of the week was on Shabbos at Suda Shlishit. That's when they would reveal the greatest Chidushei Torah to their students. Ki oz ikra hamshochas haTorah mebchinas Moshe liYehoshua mirav l'Talmid. That's the main time when the connection is being made between rabbi and student, Moshe and Yeshua, v'hakol kedei lahachzer es Yisrael b'tshuva, of which the purpose of all of this is not academic. It's not so that we can all show how deep we are. The ultimate purpose of it is for all of Klal Yisrael to be zeichet to tshuva, shehu bechinas Shabbos, which is the concept of Shabbos, bechinas v'shavto ad Hashem Elokecha. As we said earlier, that the instruction to do tshuva in the Chumash is expressed by the word v'shavto, you will return. And shavto is the same letters as Shabbos. To pause here for a moment, Rav Nosson Zal is making a very, very serious statement and something that is a very practical application within Breslov and within everything else. In the case of Breslov, Rabbeinu Zal, we look upon him as the tzaddik, the concept of Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu Zal gave us a Likutei Moran, he gave us a Sipurei Maaseis, he gave us a Sefer Amidos. People who learn Likutei Moran alone, without Likutei Halachos, without Likutei Tefillah, without Rav Nosson Zal's teachings, are getting an incredibly minimal, distorted view of Rabbi Nachman, of Rabbeinu Zal. Rabbeinu Zal himself said about all of his students that none of them really understood him properly other than Rav Nosson and Rav Naftali Abyssal. And there's a difference, there are different opinions whether he meant other than Rav Nosson, comma, and Rav Naftali a little, or he was saying other than Rav Nosson and Rav Naftali who understood him a little bit. And I've heard this from all the authorities in Breslov, that in order to understand Rabbein Zal properly. In order to understand Likutei Moran properly, you have to know Likutei Avochas well. You have to say Likutei, you have to have Likutei Tfilas. Because Rav Nosson Zal was the one, it's the student. If he's a student like a Rav Nosson Zal, who was qualified and learned enough to really appreciate Rabbein Zal and to understand him properly and to be able to make him available to the masses, to people on our level. If we look at Rabbein Zal through Rav Nosson Zal's eyes, we're sure that we're getting the right message, the right guidance and everything. And as you learn Likutei Halachos, you'll see it. You'll see how he takes certain things that are presented in Likutei Moran, which are very vague and intangible, and you don't know how, you don't know what to do with it. And Rav Nosson Zal opens your eyes. He uses his broad knowledge of Torah and his kesher to Rabbein Zal to show you with incredible clarity exactly what Rabbein Zal meant and what the practical applications of it are and how it applies to us. And it's for this reason that it's been stressed in recent generations that the emphasis of a Breslov Chosid needs to be more on the Sforim of Rav Nosson Zal than the Sforim of Rabbein Zal even. In other words, there has to be a tremendous effort to learn Likutei Halachos and the other Sforim of Rav Nosson Zal, the Likutei Eitzes, in order to be sure that you're getting the best the proper understanding and the best understanding of Rabbein Zal. And this is why also, this is one of the reasons it's explained, why the machloikis against Rav Nosson Zal was even greater. If you read about what Rav Nosson Zal went through with the Savrana, with everything during his lifetime, was even worse than Rabbein Zal himself went through. The reason was because the Satan knew and knows that it's the combination of rabbi and student, and especially the student, that has the ability to bring the tzaddik to the masses, in a sense, that has the ability to connect all of Klal Yisrael with Rabbein Zal. And this is also why we find a different flavor a little bit in the two. It's mentioned again, it's mentioned in the Sforim, that Rabbein Zal, is the Nekud El Yoyna. He's the one who's trying to teach Hasagas Elikus, to try to bring the bright light of Hashem to the Jewish people, to inspire them in that way. Rav Nosson Zal's Sforim are much more based on his chaskus, encouragement. He's the one who's reaching out to the Nekuda Tachtoina, the Jews who are on the lowest level or lower levels, and showing them, connecting them to Hashem, connecting them to the Tzaddik. Paragraph A. Ki ikar shleimus odom hu sheyizke lehetiv maisov. The main success of a Jew is to be zeche, to get to a level where he's doing things, he's doing good things. Sheyasik es habiris borach, whereby the person gets to understand Hashem, ad sheyeh nichlal bebechinas odom hayoshev al hakisei, to the point where the Jew is zeche to plug into and to connect with that level that's called the Odom Hayoshev Al HaKisei, the person that sits on the throne. This is how Yechezkel Hanavi Kaviyochel saw Hashem. Kemuvon b'haTorah Zois, as is discussed in chapter 6 of Likutei Moran, which this halacha is based on. Ki ho'ilom, now Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us another variation of this Nekud Elyoina, Nekud Tachtoina, and the connector. Ki ho'olam bechlal hu bebechinas nekuda tachtoino, bebechinas v'ho'oretz hadoim ragloi, shu bechinas nekuda tachtoino kal. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, if we want to look at the world, the entire world, all of mankind can be referred to as nekuda tachtoino, the lower aspect. As we find, there's a pasuk that says, "V'ha'aretz hadom ragloi," that the world is my footstool. Hashem says, "Foots, the feet are on bottom." V'yidias haboyrei sporach, whereas the ability to understand Hashem, a deep understanding of Hashem, ze bechinas nekudo helyona, shu bechinas kisei demiskasya, that's that we would refer to as the upper nekuda, the upper part of the aleph. The ikar hatachlis, and the main objective is lekasher kol ha'olam u'maloyoi shechius and lebechinas nekuda tachtoina lekasher lamala lebechinas nekuda aliena, to connect the lower nekuda to the upper nekuda, to bring the world, which is the lower nekuda, to an understanding of Hashem, to a true high-level understanding of Hashem, which is the upper nekuda. V'zeh yidei b'chinas vov. And the way that that's accomplished is through that vov in middle of the aleph. Shehu b'chinas sheishes yimei ha'maisa. This is the concept of the 6 days of creation. Shebohem nivra hakol, during which Hashem created everything. Ad shenivra hodom, until finally in the 6th day Hashem created man. Shehu ha'ikar, who was the most important member in creation. Shehu tzorech lekasher ha'olam u'maloyo b'chinas nekuda tachtoina b'habor yisbara b'chinas nekuda aliena. Odom, man, is the one who has the mission of attaching everything in the world, which is b'chinas nekuda tachtoina, to Hashem, who is b'chinas nekuda aliena. Al yidei sheyevarer kol habriya shebor Hashem yisbara b'vov yimei ha'maisa, by man doing what's necessary to sort out everything in creation that Hashem created during these 6 days. Shehem b'chinas shisha sidrei mishnah. And the way that a person does that is by learning Torah, by learning the 6 sections of Mishnah. Shehem b'chinas kosher u'posel, osur u'mutar, tomei v'tohar. These sforim tell us that Mishnayos, Torah shebal peh, is based on 3 basic machlokeses. You know, at almost every Mishnah, one rabbi says kosher, one rabbi says posel, one rabbi says tohor, one says mutter, one says osur, osur mutter, tomei tohor, kosher posel, which is the whole concept of good and bad, right and wrong. Ki yesh bohem achizas tov ora shetzrichim levarer b'sheishes yimei ha'maisa al yidei shisha sidrei mishnah, al yidei shemevarin ha'halocha ha'koshim and ha'posel kemuvim b'ksovim. Because we know that the world has in it this concept of good and bad, and the Torah has in it this concept of an attachment to tov ora, which a Jew has to sort out during the 6 days of the week, by learning the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, and by clarifying the Halacha, by sorting out what's kosher, what's posel, what's good, what's bad, as is discussed in the writings of the Arizal. V'chol habirur al yidei ha'odam ha'tachtoin, shehu b'chinas sulam u'tzavortza. And this sorting out process is done through man, who symbolizes the ladder, whose feet is on the ground, and whose the upper part of the ladder reaches up into the heavens. Sulam utzavortza, this ladder which is on the ground, shubachinas nekuda tachtoina, on the ground symbolizes nekuda tachtoina, v'roishay magiyah shemayma. However, the upper part of the ladder reaches up to heaven, shubachinas nekudo helyayna, which is that upper nekuda. V'ho'ikar, and the main thing that enables a human being to do this, to sort out good from bad, to know what's right and wrong, al yidei shemeshaber hayetzahara, is by the person overcoming their yetzahara, she'ikroihu achira sadamim, of which the main thing that the yetzahara does is to try to spoil a person's blood. She'odom tzorich lachnia hadam shebechol asmoli, a Jew has to work at subduing the blood in the left side of his heart. That's a synonym for the Yetzirah. Shehu b'chinas resichas hadamim shel koved morot choil. This represents the hot-bloodedness inside of a person, the evil desires inside of a person that are connected to the liver, the gall, and the spleen. The koved morot choil. A person has to try to subdue those and suppress those and overcome those, ulahagbir yamin al smoil, and to strengthen the right over the left, lahalos hatoiv, to elevate the good, lebechinas hamoyach, to the mind, al yidei kanfei reya denashi alibah, through the lungs, which serve as an air conditioning system, a ventilation system for the heart. Kimuva b'tikunin, as is discussed in the Tikkuni Zohar, shekoved mora tchol hen kitrugin the lave reo moyach. The Tikkuni Zohar explains the different parts of the body and how they relate to Tov Ra, how they relate to the Torah. We know that the Torah has 613 mitzvahs, corresponding to the 613 parts of the body, the 248 organs and the 365 tendons. So too, the Tikkuni Zohar discusses the concept of six, the six midos of Hashem, Chesed, Gevura, which are opposites, right and left, and then Tiferes, which is like a merge between them, Netzach and Hod, which are, again, right and left, and Yesoid, which is a type of combination of the two. And the Tikkuni Zohar shows how we have this inside our bodies. Inside our bodies, we have the Moyach, the brain, the lave, the heart, and the Reya, the lungs, which symbolize the side of Chesed, and corresponding to them on the left side, not physically on the left necessarily, but on the side of Gevura, we have the liver, the gall, and the spleen. And the Tikkuni Zohar discusses this many times, that Atzilus comes from the Mora, the Tchol and the Mora, where depression comes from, and the Kove, the liver, is all blood. It's like Esav, who was red when he came out, all blood. The Gemara says Koved Koyes, anger, the anger of a person comes from the liver. Shekol ze bechinas birur lana. All of this is tied into this concept of the sorting out that has to be done in this world. Sorting out good from bad. Umi shechoto v'nichshal boze, and a Jew who chas v'shalom committed sins and was nichshal in midos rois or tavis rois, tzorich loshu b'tshuva, has to do tshuva. V'ikra tshuva sheyizboil bushois u'bezyonois u'shvirazdonim v'idom yishtoi. And one of the most effective forms of tshuva is when a person is insulted and embarrassed, his blood is spilt in that way, and the person is silent. He doesn't have any negative feeling about it. He feels that it's well-deserved. And his reason for doing this is, his reason for accepting it that way is, kedei lahachnia hadam shebechol asmoli, in order to subdue the bad blood inside of him, the blood in the left side of the heart, which is the Yetzer Hara. That's a nickname for the Yetzer Hara. Va'oz zoche l'tshuva, and then the person zoche l'tshuva, ad shemesakim b'chinas otom hamavur shem b'toira, to the point where eventually the person zoche to make the tikkun of Odom, which is described in the chapter in the Kutiman there. V'chol ze yef shalisko iskima de'at tzadik, and all of this a Jew can only get to through the tzaddik, shehu Shabbos the Kuliyomi, who, as we said earlier, the tzaddik is referred to as the Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's six students, his six closest students, said to him, you are the Shabbos, we are the 6 days of the week. And just like Shabbos is mashpia to the week, you are mashpia to us. Vayidei shmira Shabbos b'atzmoi. And also, by keeping all the mitzvot of Shabbos properly. In other words, it's through our connection to the tzaddik, who is called Shabbos. And by fulfilling all the mitzvot of Shabbos, that's how a person can be zeichet to a tshuva shalema, which is dependent on all the things we spoke about, the kesher of rabbi and student, and the upper part and lower part, and the birurim. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, ki Shabbos kviya v'kaima, because we're taught that the holiness of Shabbos is something that's permanent and unwavering. It's not dependent on anything or anybody. Every seventh day is Shabbos. No rabbis have to declare it. Nobody has to do anything to turn. Shabbos is activated by itself, by Hashem. Ki kedusha Shabbos b'chinas olam habo kviya l'olam, because the holiness of Shabbos is a permanent holiness, like Olam Haba, v'hi klula mikol hagimel nekudos sanal, and it includes in it all three nekudos that we spoke about, the upper one, the lower one, and the connector. the Bechinas, as is explained in the Zohar Kodesh, that the word Shabbos is made up of two parts. The letter Shin, and Bas. Shin, Bechinas, Klolius, Hagimel, Nekudos, Anal, Sheklulu, Menekudo, Elyono. The letter Shin has three lines coming out of it. The three lines of the Shin represent the three sections of the Aleph, which are all included in the Nekudo Elyona. This is a rule that we have always throughout Kabbalah and Hasidus, that everything contains everything else in many. In other words, when we speak about Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the upper part of the Aleph, Moshe Rabbeinu contains inside of him the student and the Ohel. Ki ha-tachtoin nechlal b'el elyon, because the lower Nekuda becomes merged into and connected to the upper Nekuda, so that Moshe Rabbeinu has in him a Bechin of Yehoshua also. V'alkein Nekudu Helyoina Shubchinas Moshe Bechinas HaTzadik Emes Hubechinas Segol Shugimel Nekudos. And this is why in chapter 6 in the Likutei Moran, which this is based on, Rabbeinu Zal shows there that the upper part of the Aleph corresponds to the Nekuda of Segol, which is three dots, which correspond to the three Nekudos. Ki Nekudu Helyoina Klula Mikol Hagimel Nekudos, because the upper Nekuda is a composite of all three. Ki Atachtoin Nichlal Belyoin, because the lower is plugged into the upper. I'll give you an example that's a little bit off. It's not identical, but I'll show you something similar. We have Kaviyocho by Hashem himself. We say many times, Hashem hu ho Elokim. Hashem is Elokim. We know that Hashem's name Yudke Vovke is usually referred to as Chesed, kindness. And Hashem's name Yudke Vovke is called the Shem Ho Etzem, the main name of Hashem. Whereas Elokim, Hashem's name Elokim, refers to judgment, harshness. Compared to Yudke Vovke, Elokim is female. Yudke Vovke is male, Elokim is female. Not Chas V'Shon physically. We're talking in a spiritual sense. So the Tikkun Ezer says in one place, we know that Yudke Vovke, the numerical value of it is Chaf Vov. 26. Chof Vov is the numerical value of Yud Kei Vov Kei, Hashem's Shem Ho'etzem, the main name, which we said Kaviyocho represents the higher level, the concept of the male. Elokim, Hashem's name Elokim, is Bigimatria Pevov, 86. And Elokim represents the female, it represents a lower level relative to Yud Kei Vov Kei. The Tikkun Ezer says, if you take the letters Chaf Vav, the way they're pronounced, Chaf is spelled Chaf Pei, Vav is spelled Vav Vav. You know, as if it were written Vav with a kametz under it, and then another Vav. If you showed a child, a five-year-old child who's learning how to read, if you wrote Chaf with a Pei Sofit and a kametz under it, under the Chaf, and then Vav, Vav Vav, you know, he would read that Chaf Vav. So the Tikkun Ezer says, look at this. Inside the Chaf, you have the Pei. Inside the Vav, you have another Vav. You know, inside Yud Kei Vav Kei, you have Elokim. Elokim is Yud Kei, is part of Yud Kei Vav Kei. I hope you caught that. And similarly here too, when we look at the rabbi is also a composite of all of his students. Everything that they have is included in him, in a sense. V'zeh b'chinas shin shel Shabbos, shu plasration. This is the concept of the letter shin of the word Shabbos. The shin has three heads. Nekudo helyoino, sheklula mikol ha-shloisha kanal, referring to the, symbolizing the upper part of the Aleph, which is a composite of all three. Ubas, and the remaining two letters of the word Shabbos, the beis tof, Zebechinas bat ayin. That refers to the Zohar Kodesh says this, that the bat refers to the pupil of the eye, the black part of the eye, which is called the bat ayin. Bechinas nekuda tachtoina, which represents the lower nekuda. Black is like the night, like the moon, which serves at night. which corresponds to the Yehoshua, who he said he's compared to the moon. She'oilo u'miskasheres b'nekudo helyoina. The moon, the student, the bat ayin, that black part of the eye, is connected to the rabbi, the upper part of the eye, the shin, alidei kedusha Shabbos, through the holiness of Shabbos, validei atzadik, and through the tzadik, b'chinas Moshe, shezocho lekedusha Shabbos b'tachlis hashleimus, who is zocho to have inside of him the holiness of Shabbos to the fullest sense. B'chinas, as the pasuk, as we say in Shmon Esrei, yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi. Moshe Rabbeinu rejoices with receiving his portion. What is his portion? His portion is the holiness of Shabbos. The tzaddik is the one who has the Shabbos inside of him in the fullest sense. Paragraph Vov. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein afilu binyan beis hamikdosh eino idoiche Shabbos. Based on what we're learning now, you could understand why even the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash, which a person would say, what could possibly be bigger than that? It's not Doche Shabbat. Now, just to throw in a little bit of spice, it's brought that the first letter in the Torah is a large Beis. It's called Beis Rabosi. And the word Beis is spelled Beis Yotov. That Beis Rabosi refers to the great bayit, the great house, which is the Beis HaMikdash. And the reason why that's the first letter in the Torah is to tell us that that's the tachlis of the Torah. The tachlis of the Torah is that there should be a bayis which will house the kovod of Hashem. That was one of the ultimate objectives and purposes of Matan Torah, was that kavyochol Hashem will be able to be among us, Vosuli Mikdash Vishachanti Besoicham, and that's dependent on the Torah. The Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, everything related to it is all tied into the Torah. And yet, you can't build it on Shabbos. Ki Beis HaMikdash Ubechinas Nekudu Helyoina, Kemoi Shekosov Sham. Rav Nosson Zal says, because we learned in Likutei Moran, in the first half of Likutei Moran, in the sixth chapter, that the Beis HaMikdash, building the Beis HaMikdash, is the upper part of the Aleph. It corresponds to that upper part of the Aleph, which is called Nekudo Hoelyoino. Ki Beis HaMikdosh Mechaper Avoinois Yisrael Umachnia Hadam Shebechol Ol HaYismaili Alidei Shfich Hazdam HaKorbonois Validei HaTshuvo Shekol Echot Shov Avoinoisov Umizbayesh Beshas Havoas HaKorbon Umale Kol Nitzutzai Sanafulin Lebechinas Nekudu Elyoina Shebechinas Kedusha Sebeis Mitzvah Kanal. Rav Nosson Zal gives a brief explanation now, which is not found in Likutei Moran. In Likutei Moran there, Rabbeinu Zal is discussing the main subject of that chapter is tshuva. And Rabbeinu Zal says that one of the highest forms of tshuva is when a person is embarrassed and they take it the right way. When a person is embarrassed or insulted, and they accept that as part of their tshuva process, that I know I've done things against Hashem for which I deserve to be shamed and embarrassment. And I believe that the shame and embarrassment is a cleansing for me. Now Rav Nosson Zal throws in a few lines just to show us how the fact that Rabbeinu Zal in that chapter connects the Beis HaMikdash to that, there's an obvious reason why. Because one of the main things that went on in the Beis HaMikdash was that the sins of Klal Yisrael were forgiven, meaning that blood in the left side of the heart, which symbolizes the Yetzirah, was cured. How? Through the spilling of blood. In Likutei Moran there, the term spilling of blood refers to a person being insulted, having his blood spilled, where his face changes colors. But Rav Nosson Zal shows us now another form of that is the blood of the korbanos that was spilled. That when a Jew walked into the Beis HaMikdash leading this cow or leading this lamb or this ox, and he watched the kohen slaughter it and all of that blood being spilled, and the Jew looked and he knew, that's me. I'm the one who's supposed to be slaughtered here. And Hashem, out of his infinite kindness, is allowing me to have this animal stand in for me. And the fact that I'm present at the time, I'm watching this take place, is putting me through the shame, the embarrassment, the fear, all the different feelings that I'm going through, knowing that this is all because of me. And through the tshuva, where each and every single Jew felt a regret, a sincere regret for the sin he committed, and he felt embarrassment at the time he brought this korban. What am I doing hanging out with this ox or lamb or these animals? I'm a human being. I'm a much higher level of creation. The reason why I'm being forced to come to the Beis Mikdash with an animal is to remind me that I did a maisa behema. An avera is called an animalistic act. And thereby, umale kol nitzutzos hanefulin. Through the tshuva, I elevate any sparks of holiness that have fallen down into the hands of the Sitra Achra as a result of my sin. I elevate them lebechinas nekuda elyona, to that upper part of the Aleph, shehu bechinas kedushas habeis hamikdash kanal, which symbolizes the holiness of the Beis Hamikdash. So that this incredible thing is taking place in the Beis Hamikdash when a Jew brings a korban. Avo kol ze yefsher kiyim bekoyach kedushas Shabbos. However, Rav Nosson Zal says all of this cannot happen without the holiness of Shabbos, shekviya v'kaima, which is a holiness that's permanent. It's unwavering. It never goes. It's never extinct. It's a light that's never extinguished. Ki b'Shabbos ein biror. Because we're taught in Sifrei Kabbalah that on Shabbos there is no birur taking place. There's no sorting out of good and bad that's taking place. Rak kol habirurim shemavarim b'chol sheishis me'achol hakol hu b'koyach kedusha Shabbos shubachinas olam haba sheshom shvisa umenucha ve'in hora yochel l'sachis shem klal. But rather we're taught in Sifrei Kabbalah that all the refinements and all the sorting out of good and bad that takes place throughout the 6 days of the week depends on the holiness of Shabbos, which is referred to as the concept of Olam Haba. The 6 days of the week correspond to Olam Hazeh. This Shabbos is called Mein Olam Haba, Sheshom Shvisa Umenucha. Olam Haba is a place where there's rest. In Olam Haba, there are no mitzvahs and averos. There's a pasuk that says, Bameisim Chofshi, that once a person dies, they're free from doing mitzvahs. Ve'ein hora yochel etzachi sham klal. And the evil has no place there whatsoever. It has nothing to latch on to over there. Ki kedusha Shabbos hu achdusa yisbora. Because the holiness of Shabbos is the oneness of Hashem, sheyoyreid b'chol mekoymois hatmeim. The holiness of Shabbos is so high a level of Kedusha that it has permission-like, and it has the ability to go down to the lowest places, to places of Tumah, and not be harmed in the process whatsoever. Ve'ein yecholon l'saches boi klal. The forces of Tumah cannot latch on to this holiness and harm it or draw from it in an improper way whatsoever. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, when it speaks about Hashem going down to Mitzrayim, it says, V'ovarti be'eretz Mitzrayim. Hashem said, I myself went down to Egypt to take the Jews out. Ani velo malach, ani velo sorof. It had to be me, myself, no angel, no sorof, even the highest levels of angels. As Rabbi Nizal explains in chapter 56 on the Likutei Moran, the Torah that's referred to as Hastorah. And the reason for that was, it's brought because an angel, even though an angel represents a very high level of Kedusha, an angel wasn't holy enough to go down to Mitzrayim and not be harmed in the process, not be taken advantage of by the Tumah of Mitzrayim. Just as Lahavdil, we see in a sense, this is related to this week's Parsha, Parsha's Vayera. It's brought that the three angels that came to Avraham Avinu, it's brought that as a result of their eating by him, they ended up getting stuck on earth and not being able to return back up to heaven. Because when a malach, who is so spiritual a being, when he takes part in Olam Hazeh, it has the ability, it's like putting on a pair of cement shoes in a sense, where he can't take off, he can't go back up. It's brought that two of the angels were only able to get back up to heaven when Yaakov Avinu had the dream where he saw the ladder, where the pasuk says there, Vehine malachei Elokim olim v'yordim bo, that he saw heavenly angels going up and coming down. The question is, usually angels, if he saw angels, it would have been more logical to say he saw angels coming down and going up. Angels usually originate back up in heaven. So the Medrash, or the Zohar HaKadosh, says that the angels that he saw going up were two of the three angels that had come to Avraham Avinu. What happened to the third angel? He ended up staying down until years and years later, until the time where an angel came to tell Manoach and his wife that they were going to have a son, Shimshon HaGibor. And if you recall, at the time when the angel returned a second time, and Manoach's wife, the mother of Shimshon HaGibor, offered him food, he said, please, no food. Just, you know, prepare a mizbeach, sacrifice, and I'll take off in the smoke. And he left. It's brought that was the third angel that had gotten stuck. Again, and this is the terminology that's used, that as a result of their coming into Olam Hazeh and participating, the fact that Avraham Avinu was able to force them in a sense, because you have to listen to your host, he was able to insist that they eat by him, that weighed them down, that got them stuck over here. So if Hashem were to have sent an angel to Mitzrayim, which was the ultimate in Tumah, who knows if the angel would have gotten stuck permanently and would have been compromised in a sense. So therefore it says that Hashem himself had to go down to Mitzrayim. And Rav Nosson Zal tells us here that the Kiddusha of Shabbos represents that highest level of holiness which is capable of going down to the lowest level of Tumah and not being harmed in the process whatsoever. Ki Shabbos v'hatzadik heim bechinas train sahadin hamuva b'zoyer HaKadosh. Because Shabbos and v'tzadik are the two witnesses that are discussed in the Zohar HaKadosh, Shehem Shabbos u'mila, where the Zohar HaKadosh refers to the mitzvah of Shabbos and the bris mila, that these are the two witnesses that testify to a Jew's kesher to Hashem. Both of these are referred to as ois in the Torah. They're both signs, ois hiloilam, Shabbos, and the ois bris. Rav Nosson Zal says now, ki milo bechinas tikna bris betachlis hashleimus shezoicheloze hatzadik hoemes. Because bris mila represents tikna bris, the ultimate in tikna bris, which the tzaddik is zoichetu. Because we know the Zohar HaKadosh says, man tzaddik, man denotar bris, that the title tzaddik refers specifically to shmiras habris. That's why it's not Avraham hatzaddik or Yaakov hatzaddik, it's Yosef hatzaddik. Yosef, who is the one who passed that spectacular test with Potiphar's wife, that's how he earned that title. The technical title tzaddik refers specifically to Yisod. Shalidei elu hatrein sahadin kolechod kefima shoiches bohem lo yipoy lo ilam b'shum oifen. So that it's through these two witnesses, each in which are Shabbos and the tzaddik, any Jew who's zeichet to hold on to those two will never ever fall b'shum oifen, no matter what, yeh mashiyah, no matter what happens to him. As long as a Jew is zeichet to have his kesher to the tzaddik and his kesher to Shabbos. Bebechinas, as Rabbein Azal writes over there in the Kutimran, im esak shamayim shomato, vatziya shol hineko. No matter how high up I go, Hashem, I still see you above me and with me. And no matter how far down I fall, you're right there with me, Hashem. Ki ein sheol v'choshech v'tzalmoves v'chulu sheyuchal lahastir kedushas elu atrein sadin sheim Shabbos v'atzadik v'emes. Rav Nosson Zal says there does not exist a darkness, a tumah of any type whatsoever that has the ability to block the holiness of these two witnesses, which are Shabbos and the Tzaddik. As long as a Jew is zeichet to have his connection to those two things, he will never ever go lost. Paragraph Zion. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein pikuach nefesh doiche Shabbos. And it's for this reason that if a Jew's life is in danger in any way, we put aside Shabbos. We can violate the laws of Shabbos to protect the Jew's life. V'afilu ha-pochois sh'b'Yisrael mechalin Shabbos olov kol zman sh'shem Yisrael nikrolov. And even the lowest Jew, as long as he's still classified as Jew, we violate the Shabbos to protect his life. Ki kol zman sh'shem Yisrael nikrolov yesh loy tikvo al yidei ha-tzadik u'emes al yidei shmira Shabbos kanal. Because as long as he's still a Jew, there's hope for him through these two connections, these two ropes, the Tzaddik and Shabbos. Ki shmira Shabbos nitno li Yisroel, because we know that the mitzvah of Shabbos was given to the Jewish people. Kama Yisham Razala, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, matona toivo yesh li beveis gnozai v'shabbishmo. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I have this wonderful gift in my treasury, and it's called Shabbos. Vani mevakesh litno li Yisroel, and I want to give it to the Jewish people. V'alkein om razal al zeh mutav sheichal Shabbos echod val yichal Shabbos esharbei. And this is why the Gemara uses a logic that when a Jew's life is in danger, and it's a question that, and if we violate the Shabbos, we'll save his life. The law is that it's a mitzvah to violate Shabbos, because if we save his life, we're violating one Shabbos. If the Jew dies, dead people don't get to keep lots of Shabbos than that he could have kept if he were alive. So therefore, better to be mechal one Shabbos than many Shabbosos. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this deeper. Ki ha'odom nivro leidau lahakir es haboyer yisborach, because man was created to get to know and understand Hashem kavyochol. Aval yefshelo da'as lois yisborach kim al yidei avodas ha'toyer v'mitzvos. However, it is impossible for a person to get to understand Hashem without doing the mitzvahs, studying the Torah and performing its mitzvahs. Shehem kulam birurim, whereby all of these mitzvahs are a concept of birurim. It's a concept of sorting out good from bad. Levarer hatoiv minor shezeu bechina shisha sidrei mishnah, which is the concept of the six sections of Mishnah, Shehim Bechinas Kosheru Posel V'chulu, etc., which are full of Kosher Posel Tomei Tohar Osur Mutar, a constant refinement of good and bad, right and wrong. Shetzrichim Levararam Bozeh Hoilam Shenivra B'Sheishis Meyam Isekanal, which a Jew is required to sort out these goods from these bads throughout the 6 days of the week, which is what this world is all about. And when a Jew commits any transgression against the Torah, if chas v'shalom he goes against any mitzvah in any way, or he actually commits an avera, nistalek hadas, he loses some of his seichel, kifi hapegam, to the degree that he has sinned. This is an incredible item that a person needs to know. The Gemara says, that when a Jew commits a sin, the implication is that he lost his mind. He could lose his mind 100%, he could lose his mind 50%, he could lose his mind 0.001%. But it's a histalkus hadas. Because no person in his right mind who knows that for a mitzvah, there isn't enough money on this earth, there isn't enough wealth and pleasure in this world to reward somebody for the smallest mitzvah. And in terms of committing an avera, all the pain and suffering in this world is micro compared to one burn in Gehenna, chas v'shalom. Which person in their right mind would go ahead and do an avera or would pass up an opportunity to do a mitzvah? The answer is that chas v'shalom, when that happens to a Jew, he's obviously not in his right mind. There's been a histalkus hadas. And logically, you would say there's no way to correct that, once correct the damage. Because based on logic, based on justice, there's no such thing as tshuva. Ach, Hashem Yisborach chom al aloylamoy. However, Hashem had tremendous rachmonis on the world. Vehikdim refu olamako. And Hashem prepared the cure before the illness. Ube'ahavosoy v'chemlosayim, with his incredible kindness, nosan lanu es ha-shabos. He gave us this wonderful gift called Shabbos, Shehi Shviso u'menucha, which represents rest and peacefulness. Shehu kedusha gavoya v'ne'lemes ma'oid, which represents an incredible high level of holiness, a hidden level of holiness, she'ein magia l'shom shum pegam, where no sin that we commit, nothing that we do wrong, can affect that in any way. Ki Shabbos kavua v'kaima, because Shabbos is referred to as a permanent holiness, permanently established holiness. Ve'ein kiddushosa tluya b'Yisrael she'ikachuosa, and the holiness of Shabbos is not dependent on Klal Yisrael whatsoever. We are not the ones who are mekadesh the Shabbos in any way. U'kamayshom Razal, as the Gemara says. You'll note that on Shabbos we say in the Shemone Esrei, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. Hashem declared Shabbos holy. When it comes to the holidays, we say Mekadesh Yisrael VeHazmanim. Hashem has sanctified the Jewish people and the important times, because the holidays, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Rosh Pesach, are dependent on Christ. It's when Besdin declares Rosh Chodesh, it's based on that that we count 15 days later, and we know when Pesach is, we know when Sukkot is, etc., etc. Ki kedusha Shabbos kavua tomid me'atzma. The holiness of Shabbos is something that's established constantly by itself. Ki l'shom ein magia shum pegam. Because no sin that we commit, no tumah, has any effect whatsoever on the holiness of Shabbos. Ki zois hakedusha shel Shabbos hu bechinas hakedusha hu elyoino v'nelemes ma'oid moid. The holiness of Shabbos represents so high and hidden a level of kedusha, shenemar sham, about which the pasuk says, im titzdak ma titen loy, v'im chatoso ma tifal boy. If you do righteous things, what are you contributing to him? What are you doing for him? And if you commit a sin, how do you think you're affecting him? Meaning, this is a very important yesoid in Chassidus and in Sifrei Kabbalah. When we talk about Kaviyochol, Hashem's name, Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei, there are two sections to it, the Yud-Kei and the Vav-Kei. The letters Yud-Hei of Hashem's name, Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei, are referred to in the Zohar HaKadosh as Train Reyin Deloy Misparshin, two friends who are inseparable, meaning the Yud and Hey of Hashem's name never, ever, ever separate. Lahavdil, it's like two wires, A and B, that are soldered together that cannot be taken apart. That Yichud is something that can never be broken, and it's always generating light and Kiddush and holiness into the world. The letters Vav Kei of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, they are affected every time we do a mitzvah. We say l'shem yichud kutcha barichu shchintei, that we're doing this mitzvah to unite Hashem and the Shekhinah, which are symbolized by the letters Vav and Hey of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Every time we do a mitzvah, we plug them in together. When we do an aveira chas v'shalom, we separate those two. We cause a break, a separation between the Vav and Hey of Hashem's name, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. And the Sifrei Kabbalah say that's the term Nida. When a woman is Nida, she's forced to separate from her husband. Nida means like to drift away, to wander away. The word Nida is Nod Hey. That last Hey of Hashem's name, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, is forced to move away from the Vav, to be disconnected, Chas V'Shalom, when we commit a sin. When we do tshuva, the Sifrei Kabbalah tells us, tshuva is toshuv hei. it returns the hey back to the vav. We plug it back into the vav. We reestablish that yichud, that current, that flow of current. So now we know this yisoid, that there are two types of kedusha. There's a type of kedusha that's so high and so far above the world that it's something that mankind has no effect on it whatsoever. It's a yichud, again, that's never, never dismantled. And that's where Shabbos is plugged in, way, way up there. Whereas a lower level of kedusha, which is represented by Vavke, that's something which our mitzvahs and averos have direct effect on. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "Veze bechinas kedushas ha-tshuva shekodmo lo'ilam." And this ties into tshuva, which the Gemara tells us is one of the things which preceded the creation. Ki Shabbos bechinas tshuva kanal, because we learned earlier that Shabbos is a bechina of tshuva. Shabbos is the same letters as shavto, v'shavta Hashem lekecha. Haynu kishodam choyte chas v'shalom v'nistalkan mimenu kol ha-kedusha is kefi achet v'apigam. Meaning, when a Jew commits a sin, and as a result of his sin, the holiness that was attached to that person leaves the person. We said before, a sin is histalkus hadas. Das is kedusha. Aval bechinas hakedusha shel Shabbos, shehu bechinas kedushas hatshuva, hu kviya vekaima gamoz. Whereas the holiness of Shabbos, which we said is something permanent, and the person's actions have do not affect it in any way, that kedusha remains. That opportunity remains. That door remains open all the time. And this is what makes it possible for the person to return to Hashem, to repent, any time. Meaning, when a person commits sins, he violates the Torah, he closes certain doors to himself. He blocks certain avenues of a kesher with Hashem. His kesher to Hashem through Torah is being blocked. But there's another door, there's a different door, which is that kesher of tshuva, that kesher of Shabbos, which remains open. Aval ze hasoid ein mi sheyodea b'shleimus kiyem hatzadik hador, shu b'b'chinas Moshe, shu b'chinas Shabbos dekul yoy mikanal. But the only ones who really understand this fully and know this really, really well is the true tzaddik, who is Bechinas Moshe, who is referred to as the Shabbos. I told you that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's students once said to him, "Antu Shabbos dekula yomi." You, our rabbi, we, your six students, are like the 6 days of the week, and you are our Shabbos. And it's for this reason that it's impossible for a person to really be zeche to the essence of tshuva without the tzaddik emes. Ki rak hu moidi alanu oitzem mailas kedusha Shabbos. Because it's only the true tzaddik that has the ability to teach us the real holiness of Shabbos. Shehu b'chinas kedusha satshuva, which is the meaningfulness of tshuva. And it's this tzaddik that inspires us at all times to return to Hashem, no matter what. Even if a Jew transgressed the Torah, the entire Torah, thousands of times. Because Hashem's kindness is very, very great. Because Hashem has already prepared the refuah. He's given us Shabbos out of His great kindness, which means He's given us a connection that can never, ever be broken. Which means that a Jew, this wire is always there. A person can always connect to it, this rope. The canal, as we mentioned earlier. And this is what the Gemara means when the Gemara says that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Matono toivo yeshli beves ginzai v'shabeshmo." Hashem said, "I have this wonderful gift in my treasury, and it's called Shabbos. Vani mevakesh litno liYisrael, and I'd like to give it to Bnei Yisrael. Lech v'hodiyam, Moshe Rabbeinu, I want you to go and inform the Jews of this wonderful gift that I'd like to give them." umakshu sham, and the Gemara asks over there, v'ho'om ha-rebi, ha-noisim aton ein tzorech lo'idiyoi, didn't we once learn that if a person wants to give a gift to somebody, they're not obligated to inform them in advance, to let them know first? V'tirtzu, and the Gemara answers over there, ho b'milsa davide l'gluya, ho b'milsa davide l'gluya, if it's something that the person is going to find out about eventually, then you're not obligated to inform him up front. But if it's the type of thing which the person might never know that you gave it to them, then you must inform them before giving it to them. V'hikshu, so the Gemara asks on that, v'hashabbos avida l'gluya. What are you talking about? Shabbos is also something which the Jews would find out about it, because if Hashem is giving them the mitzvah of Shabbos, obviously he's going to tell them what it's about. V'tirtzu, and the Gemara answers over there, matan schoro lo yavida l'gluya. True, the Jews are going to find out about the mitzvah of Shabbos, they'll find out the laws of Shabbos, but the reward for the mitzvah of Shabbos is something that they're not going to know. That's something that they're not going to find out about. And therefore, Hashem was obligated to inform them before giving it to them what it's about. This is a discussion in the Gemara in Shabbos. Rav Nosson Zal says now, v'zeh ha-maymar hu mikoshi ha-havona. This discussion in the Gemara is extremely hard to make sense out of. Ki haloi kol ha-toyer of ha-mitzvah, seim kulam matonois toyvoi shenosan l'ashem isborach. Why is Shabbos any different? The entire Torah, all the mitzvahs, are gifts, wonderful gifts that Hashem has given us. U'bifrat ma-shemasik, and especially if you look at the concluding words of the Gemara, matan schora lo yavida l'gluye, but the Jews are never going to find out about the reward of Shabbos. What are you talking about? Haligam kol schar hamitzvos einam gluyim lano b'zeh ha'olam. We don't know the reward for any mitzvahs in this world. Ki schar mitzvah b'hayah al-maleka, because the Gemara tells us that this world doesn't have the capacity, there isn't enough pleasure in this world, there isn't enough of anything in this world to reward a person for the slightest mitzvah. So we who are living in this world cannot possibly fathom the reward of a mitzvah, of any mitzvah. So why is Shabbos rak onumamin in b'schar olam haba? But rather we believe that the reward is going to be in the future world, asher ayin leiroasa, which the Torah describes as something which no human eye has ever seen. Nobody, we can't comprehend it. So why is Shabbos any different? What is the Gemara trying to tell us here in saying that, Hashem had to notify them in advance about Shabbos? Because Shabbos is something which the reward for it is something they're never going to know about. Rav Nosson Zal says, Achal pi hanal muvon ktsas. However, based on what I explained earlier, we can understand this Gemara a little bit. Ki Shabbos hu matona toiva mi beis gnozov, she gnuzo utzfuno yoiser mischar kol ha-mitzvos. Because Shabbos is a wonderful gift from Hashem's treasury, which is more hidden than regular mitzvos. Ki hu b'chinas kidusho ha-kevua v'kayemes lo-netzach. Because Shabbos represents a permanent holiness, a type of an eternal holiness, something that nothing stops it, nothing gets in its way, nothing. It's a current that cannot be interrupted, no matter what. No storm, no hurricane, no flood, nothing affects that current from flowing continuously. Bechinas tshuva, which is the concept of tshuva, which is also something that's always there, it's always available. Bechinas yoin shekuloi Shabbos, as we find Olam Haba is defined as a day of all Shabbos. Shalidei kedusha zois yecholen l'sakin hakoil. And therefore, since it is that high level of kedusha, through it, a Jew has the ability to correct everything. Kemo shem razal, as the Gemara says, kol hashemer Shabbos kehilchosoi moichlen loy al kol avoinoisov. That if a Jew keeps Shabbos properly, the person is forgiven for all sins they ever committed. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Shomer Shabbat Mechalalo. A person who keeps Shabbos from disgracing it, chas v'shalom. And the Gemara says, take this word mechalalo and slice it in half. Mochel lo. Mochel lo means everything is forgiven for that person. Shabbos represents a detergent, which there's no stain in the world that can withstand the cleansing effects of this detergent. V'alkein al yidei kedusha Shabbos yesh tikva lo'olam. And therefore, as a result of this holiness of Shabbos, there is always hope for a Jew. Ki afilu oyvei avodah zarah kedor enosh moichlin lo. Because the Gemara says in another place that even if a Jew worshipped idols as they to the degree that they did in the generation of Enosh, all of his idol worship, all of his sins are forgiven by keeping Shabbos. V'zeh ikar matan schar shel Shabbos. And this is the essence of the reward of Shabbos. Shadei shmira Shabbos, yochel kol echad liskois liyoyim shekulo Shabbos, afilu impogam ma'oid. Whereby Shabbos represents this unbelievable item, that by keeping Shabbos, a person has the ability to be zeche to Olam Haba, to be zeche to have all of his sins erased and all of his past corrected. Avol zeh hasoid shul b'chinas matan schora shel Shabbos gonuz v'sosu ma'oid. However, this secret of Shabbos, this reward of Shabbos, is something that's extremely hidden. V'tzrichin lekabloi al yidei tzaddik shul b'chinas Moshe, and Klal Yisrael have to get this from the tzaddik who is b'chinas Moshe. Shehizer lo Hashem Yisbarach, where the Gemara tells us that Hashem warned and instructed Moshe Rabbeinu, matono toivo yeshli b'leiz gnozai, I have this wonderful gift in my treasury, v'shabashmo called Shabbos, leich vohidiyom. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, are the one who is obligated to go inform them, to teach them this secret called Shabbos. Hainu sheyoidiyam matan schora, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu, the tzaddik, is the one who has the ability to transmit to Klal Yisrael what the rewards of Shabbos are, how rewarding Shabbos is for a Jew, what Shabbos can do for his whole neshama and for his whole past. Kidamosku sham b'gemara kanal, as the Gemara concluded over there. Shezeh bevadai tzorich Moshe lohidiyom v'lil moidimoyim harbe. And this is obviously something that Moshe Rabbeinu has to teach Klal Yisrael, and there's a lot to teach. Lohidiyom ulahachnis b'libam kedusha Shabbos, to inform us and to shine into our hearts an awareness of this holiness of Shabbos, shubchinas tshuva, which is tied into tshuva, sheyedu v'yikbu b'libam, that Jews should understand and should have permanently carved out in their hearts, that a Jew always has the ability to return to Hashem no matter where they're holding. As the Pasuk says, no matter how high up I go, Hashem, you're there. No matter how far down I fall, you're with me. Hamuva b'Torah, which is brought in the Torah, the Kutaman Torah Vav. V'zeh ein zoiche kiim b'koyach ha-tzadik. And this a Jew can only be zoiche to through the tzadik. B'chinas Moshe, shekvar zocho al yidei avodosoi gam bozeh ho'ilam le'b'chinas yoyim shekulei Shabbos shekulei tshuva. The tzadik who has been zoiche by serving Hashem so well and so thoroughly, he is zoiche, even while he's living in this world, to experience the true Shabbos, which means wall-to-wall tshuva. She'oise b'chol pam tshuva al tshuva, where the true tzaddik is constantly doing tshuva and constantly going from level to level, higher and higher, as we discussed in the beginning of this chapter of Likutei Halachos. Ki yoideya shel gedulos ein cheker, because the tzaddik knows that Hashem's greatness has no limits, so that no matter what level the tzaddik reaches of understanding the greatness of Hashem, he knows there's always higher and higher. And each time he goes to a new level, he feels embarrassed and sorry over his lack of understanding that he had yesterday or the day before. And that's why it's a constant tshuva process. And because the true tzaddik is one who experiences Shabbos, Tshuva, Betachlis HaShleimus, he's the one who's qualified to teach Klal Yisrael about this holiness of Shabbos. Hainu Bechinas Matan Schora, meaning the rewards of Shabbos, Shehu Yoim Shekule Shabbos, which are to be zeche to the highest level of tshuva, to complete purity, to Olam Haba. Hainu Sheyesh Tikva Lakoil Tomid Kol Yemei Chayev, meaning to deliver this message that there's hope for everyone throughout their lives. Afiluim Nesoyer Eloshuv, even if a person had an inspiration to do tshuva, v'nofal, and he fell, v'chozer, and he tried again, v'nesoyer, and he got inspired again, v'chozer v'nofal, and he fell again, v'chein harbe pomimoyed, even if this happened many, many times, afal pikein yesh tikva tomid al yidei k'dusha Shabbos sheshemer Yisroel. There's always hope through this mitzvah of Shabbos, which the Jews are keeping. Ki haloy afilu mi shechoto kol yomav v'loy nesoyer b'tshuva klal. Because even if a Jew who was not religious throughout his entire life, he was committing sins the whole time, im yoshuv lebesoif, if he repents at the end of his life, moichlen loy, Hashem forgives him, k'mo shem razal, as the Gemara says. Ma kol shkein, how much more so it's true, kishinesoyer kam upon him, if you have a Jew who did try during his lifetime many times to repent, to get back on the horse again and start trying again to be religious or to be more religious. Rak shechozar v'nisrachek. However, he experienced falls. You know, he each time he came close a little bit and then he became distant, close again and more distant. V'chein hoyo kam upon him, and this took place many times to the person. Shebevadai yesh loy tikva. For such a person, there definitely, definitely is hope. Ki les reusa tavo de'isavid. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says, there's no such thing as a good desire that goes lost. If a Jew suddenly, somewhere in the middle of the day, says, I wish I could be better, not even says it, he thinks it, I wish I could be better. I wish I could do a particular mitzvah. I wish I could do the mitzvah better. I wish I could daven shachris better. Even that thought gets documented in heaven, and it's a tremendous, tremendous positive item on a person's record. V'chol ze i'ef sholeda kim al yidei ze ha-tzadik she'oise tshuva al tshuva tomid. And the only one who really understands this perfectly and who has the ability to teach us this is the tzaddik, who is himself constantly doing tshuva. He's constantly climbing from level to level, up higher, 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 constantly repenting for the level he was on earlier. Shezeo b'chinas yom shekulo Shabbos. This is what's referred to as the yom shekulo Shabbos. You know, all Shabbos. Sheyodea, this tzaddik knows that Hashem's greatness has no boundaries. This tzaddik is the one who has the ability to enlighten Klal Yisrael and to make us realize that we should never ever give up from doing tshuva. Paragraph Ches. And this is why the Gemara says, Il mole shamru Yisrael shtei shabosos miyad nigolim. That if Klal Yisrael were ever to keep two Shabbosim, Moshiach would come immediately. We'll immediately be taken out of exile. Ki ha-geula tluya b'tshuva. This is based on the fact that we know that the redemption is dependent on tshuva, on repentance. K'moy shekosu, as the pasuk says, uvo l'tzion goyel, the Redeemer will come to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, Uleshove fesha b'Yaakov, when Yaakov, when the Jewish people will do tshuva, ukamay shekosu b'Zohar Hakodesh, and as is written in the Zohar Hakodesh, les milso do talio ela b'tyufta, that this item, the redemption, is dependent only on tshuva. Ve'ikra tshuva hu kishezoichen lasis tshuva al tshuva v'kanal. And Rabbeinu Zal taught us in chapter 6 in Likud Imran that real tshuva is when it's a double punch, it's a double process. As we described way in the beginning, that a person first does tshuva, a person, Chas Shalom, does something wrong, or a person does something right, but they feel they could have done it better. And then the person apologizes to Hashem, and then they get to a higher level where they realize that even their apology requires an apology. Their apology was based on a certain perception of Hashem. But now, a few minutes later, or a few days later, or a few years later, when they achieve a higher level of understanding of Hashem, they realize that the apology that they were saying before was based on such a small perceptiveness of Hashem, and they feel embarrassed for the apology, in a sense. And that's called tshuva al tshuva, which Rabbein Zal describes in detail in this in chapter 6 on the Likutei Moran. So we see that tshuva is a 1-2 process. V'zeh b'chinas, this is why the Gemara says, Ilmolei shamru Yisrael shtei shabbosais, daika, that if the Jews were to keep two Shabboses, meaning, ki Shabbos b'chinas tshuva kanal, because Shabbos is synonymous with tshuva. U'shtei shabbosais b'chinas tshuva al tshuva. The concept of the Gemara saying two shabbosais means a concept of tshuva and tshuva on tshuva. Sheze ikar shleimus ha-tshuva kanal. That's the real perfection of tshuva. Shaydeze tovoy ha-gula kanal. Which is what's going to result in the redemption of Klal Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal continues, ki ikar, paragraph tes, ki ikar shleimus ha-tshuva hu rak kishul chozok bedaito liyos betshuva tomid. Because the real Shleimus, such real fulfillment of tshuva, is only when a person is determined in his mind that he's always going to be doing tshuva. Shezel bechinas tshuva al tshuva. Shezel biatzmai bechinas habekias ba'alocha mevorsham. This is what Rabbeinu Zal refers to in that chapter in the Gemara Moran as tshuva on tshuva, and this is what he refers to as a person knowing how to move in kedusha. Boki ba'ayil, boki menachvik. Knowing how to go up and knowing how to go down. Knowing how to advance and how to retreat. Bechinas vatzia shel hineko. Ki mi shehu chozok bozeh. Because a person who's solid in this, bevadai yizkeh letshuva shlema, will definitely, eventually be zeche to tshuva shlema. V'chol zeh zeichin rak al yidei tzadik ha-godol. And the only way a Jew is zeche to this is through the great tzadik, she'av al pi shelechoto, whereby this tzaddik, even though he did not commit any sin, v'gam kvar osa tshuva shleima al eze shgia daka min adaka lefik tushosai, and even if this tzaddik committed the tiniest microscopic infraction, not a sin, but the tiniest infraction against Hashem, where on his level we would consider it an infraction, afal pikein hu oise tshuva tomid al hasagosoi horishoina. This tzaddik is always doing tshuva, he's always apologizing and feeling a regret over the understanding that he had of Hashem yesterday compared to today. Shaydezeh masig b'chol pam gedulas rachma v'chasodo, whereby the tzaddik who does this, he is constantly learning new levels of awareness of the greatness of Hashem's kindness. She'enom nifsokim lo'ilam, which is never ending. Sheze bechinas kedusha Shabbos shekviyah v'kaima, which is the concept of Shabbos, which we said before is something permanent, eternal. Umoydia kol zel Yisrael b'chol pam, and the tzaddik teaches this to Bnei Yisrael at all times. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, leich vohidiyam, as the Gemara says, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, go inform them about this. There was a message in this, that this limud of Shabbos, this limud of tshuva, is something that only the tzaddik understands it completely, and he's the one who has the ability to pass it on to Klal Yisrael. Vaydezeh nizke legula, and through this will be zeche to the geula. Bebechinas, as the Gemara says, Ilmolei shamru Yisrael beis shabosos, haynu tshuva al tshuva, miyat negolim, v'kinskaleh, that if Klal Yisrael will be zeche to keep two Shabbosim, which means this limud of tshuva, tshuva, and tshuva al tshuva, they'll be redeemed immediately. V'alkein, ein binyan beis hamikdash doicha Shabbos, and this is why the building of the beis hamikdash does not override Shabbos, ki beis hamikdash hu b'chinas tshuva, ki mechaper avonos, because the beis hamikdash is a center of tshuva, because it's a place where sins are forgiven. Aber kol koech habeis mikdash bechines tshuva lechaper avoinos hualidei Shabbos shekvir vekaima. It's dependent on Shabbos, which is the permanent kedusha. V'alkein bevadai shmira Shabbos einoi nidchem bepnei binyan beis mikdash ki kol kedushas habeis mikdash hualidei shmira Shabbos. And this is why Shabbos does not get pushed aside by the beis mikdash, because the generator that feeds the beis mikdash is Shabbos.